Pedo joins us on the program now, the CEO of the Hawkesbury Race Club. Morning, James.
Morning, Dave.
How are you this morning on this Tuesday?
Well, pretty good. We were checking the weather forecast yesterday and it was talking about some heavy rain over the weekend, but that's certainly eased. It doesn't look so bad now, so confident that, you know, we'll have a great day and the weather doesn't look so bad for the weekend, which, you know, hopefully proves correct and we miss the rain.
Yeah, it looks like it's such a broad forecast at the moment, and obviously when we jump on and we go to the bureau and we click on the Sydney forecast, that is obviously the entire part of Greater Sydney. So some parts may receive more than others. And when you narrow it down and look at some actual forecasts for the Hawkesbury region, it's actually significantly less, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. So we're only looking at 10 mil or something now, which is fine. You know, it was 100 mil there at one stage over the weekend. So, yeah, no, we're much better off now. We've just had a good staff meeting. All systems go, and I'm sure it'll be a great day.
How much planning's gone into today? Obviously, it's always been a big event, the standalone, and it's an opportunity for you to showcase racing in this part of the world. Like, how much effort goes into it?
Oh, a tremendous amount of effort, Dave. And obviously, it's our feature race meeting of the year with the 1.8 million prize money, three Group 3s and a listed race. We do a full review after last year's Cup Day. Every year we do a full review. We have a look at areas we can improve in and, you know, focus on areas that worked well. We start planning packages and entertainment pretty well from last year. So it all comes together well. Everyone has their jobs to do. Everyone has their own areas to concentrate on. I've got a great team out here and it's all really come together well. We had a big race day on the 9th of March on the Saturday, the provincial championships heat we had here on that day, $150,000 heat. We tagged it as a Grooving on the Grass race day. We had a massive crowd and it was a great sort of barrier trial for us leading into this race day. We had a huge crowd and coped with it really well. So I'm hoping for a repeat of that on Saturday, and I'm sure it'll be a great day.
That's great, James, and you must be happy with the nominations. 232 for the meeting.
Yeah, really good, and I think that increased prize money. The Group 3s went from 200 to 250,000, Dave, and that's thanks to Racing New South Wales, and the Hawkesbury Cup now is a big dance qualifier as well for the first year. So that's always going to help attracting good quality horses, and it's a good lead-in into the Gosford and Scone feature race days as well, coming off the Autumn Carnival in Sydney. So I think we're perfectly placed, and it's a great point for the trainers to aim their horses at, whether it be following on from the Autumn Carnival or leading into Scone Gosford and then into Brisbane. So really happy with the noms we received.
What's happening on the track, mate? Or I should say off the track for punters that are going out there on Saturday.
Look, firstly, I should say we've recently purchased some new course proper running rail and new barriers, and that's about $500,000 investment from the club. Really pleased. We trialled them up on our last race meeting on the 18th of April. Particularly the barriers got really strong support from the jockeys and participants. So they'll be out in full force on Cup Day. The team have done a great job to get those in place and operational for our Cup Day. And that was our plan to invest and have it up for Cup Day. So you'll see Panther signage all over the new barriers. They've supported us and sponsored us for those new barriers. And part of that is we have a big luncheon at the Western Sydney Conference Centre at Panthers there this Friday, the 3rd of May, and a great list of guests. Tickets are still available there. And that's going to be a great luncheon, Calcutta as well, on the Hawkesbury Cup as a lead-in to Hawkesbury Cup Day on Saturday. And of course, we've got our normal things on Saturday, fashions on the field, plenty of activations. We've got the Tab parade ring horse there, Dave, if you feel like jumping on and testing yourself against some of the other punters. And I find as the day goes on, more and more people like to line up and have a go on the horse. So that's always a lot of fun. And then following the Cup, we've got Furnace and the Fundamentals will entertain the crowd towards the end of the day. So really shaping up as a great day.
That is great stuff, mate. And I know that I'm going to be out there for Racing HQ Saturday morning. I think Luke Marlow's calling the Hawkesbury meeting, so I'll be doing HQ Saturday, and then I'll be floating around the track. And I know you've got me doing a punters club in a big area. So, mate, hopefully I've got to do the form all week.
Well, the pressure will be on, Dave. We've got about 420 people in our main function room, a lot of our sponsors, and we want them back next year. So no pressure, but you've got to have a win for us,
well,
mate.
Good to see you've picked a really good tipster. I mean, fair and complete. Before we go, mate, if people are wanting to get tickets and jump on, how can they do so?
Well, GA tickets still available. We've got a great early bird incentive. If you purchase your GA tickets online before close of business Thursday, you'll get a 20% discount on those tickets, but you'll also go in the draw to win $500 cash, which we'll draw on Friday morning. So it just saves the queue ups on the day. If you wait till the day, you may have to queue up a little bit to get a ticket. So for those that are coming out, we encourage you to pre-purchase online your GA ticket. All the packages are sold out. But the GA is plenty still available. It'll be a great afternoon. Go online, hawkesburyraceclub.com.au. You'll be able to get those GA tickets.
All right, fantastic, mate. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with this meeting, all right?
Thanks very much, Dave.
We'll check.